But it's not just in religion. Look at this great country. The United States was declared into existence. Words have power. They have meaning. Especially when the words are meaningful to us. When the goals that we declare are meaningful to us, they're much more likely to come true. The connection between concepts and conceive is not just etymological. It is also metaphysical. It is also real. Because when we declare something, when we say something, it is much more likely to become a reality. What words do is essentially create an image in our mind, especially if we imagine the goal. It creates an image in our mind, and the mind doesn't know the difference between the imaginary and the real, and the mind wants consistency. That is what goals do. They help us create consistency. I want to read you an excerpt that I talk about many of these things in the book. So for some of you, this may be a repetition. But I want to read you an excerpt from W.H. Murray, who led the Scottish expedition to the Himalayas, one of the most prominent accomplished climbers of all time, climbed the Everest. Here is what he says in his writing about the expeditions that he took. Concerning all acts of creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans.